Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
There is a palpable buzz out here in the plaza, as there was last night, as your Dallas Stars were battling Seattle for the third time in what seemed like a week or so. And, man, the drama that unfolded there was pretty unbelievable. And here to talk about it is our old buddy, the head coach of the Stars, Pete DeBoer. Coach, how are we?
I'm good, guys. It's been a long time. We've been on the road for a couple weeks.
I was going to say, did you miss us?
I did, yes.
Good.
What stories have you been saving up for us?
You know what? It was a pretty uneventful road trip. I don't know who does our scheduling at the NHL office, but they must not have a map of North America, because we started in Dallas. We went to Buffalo, and then went to Seattle, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. So
I've never seen a coast road trip start in Buffalo.
No, unless you're in the East, right?
Yeah, maybe in Buffalo.
Speaking of that game, how long has it been since you've been part of a game where you hung a 10 spot?
Oh, I don't think I ever have. Wow, that was quite a night. It was everything we touched went in, and we needed it. I'm trying to think back, but going into that game, we were really struggling to score some goals, so it was nice to get a night like that, and guys really started rolling from there.
Yeah, and your road trip went real well. I certainly won't pretend to evaluate it like you do, but anytime you get 8 points on a 6-game trip, that usually makes everybody feel pretty good, especially if you can win the final one so the flight home doesn't suck. And you guys were able to do that, so I imagine you're pretty pleased with where things are at the moment.
You know, I am. We're battling. We've got a couple key injuries with Wedgwood out, which has forced us to play Jake Oettinger a little more than we want right now, and Marchman and Sagan out. It's tested our depth, and on that trip we had some really good teams we were playing against. So I was happy going 4-2, and the first game back after a trip is always tough, and that was last night against Seattle, and we found a way to scrape a point out. But now it's go time down the stretch.
Yeah, you pulled a point out of nowhere, and I feel like this is the second time we've talked to you about this here pretty recently, where someone has scored a goal with 1 second left or less than a second left. That is, it's so weird to see it unfold like that. And, you know, I don't know how many times it happens through the course of a season, but it's the ultimate energy rush.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, that building was electric. And if you get a chance to watch the replay of the tying goal, you have to watch Jamie Benn just absolutely bury their defenseman before he scores. It was prison rules in front of the net for the last 5 seconds.
Did the refs swallow their whistle? And I mean, obviously they do more so than in the regular course of a game. But when something like, did you see that unfold live where he just carjacked a guy?
No, I didn't. I didn't get an appreciation for it until after. After the game was over and I rewatched it. So it was subtle. It was a subtle carjacking.
I'll tell you, to see Jamie at 30 goals again, I can't express what a surprise that is, but at the same time, it's not a surprise given the way he's been playing all season. It isn't a hot streak. It's been a steady flow of real quality hockey and finding a role that works for him. So that, I don't know. It's just it's great to see it pay off for a guy like Jamie, because of course he's everything you look for in a captain and a team leader.
You're right, and I love the fact that you mentioned his consistency, because it hasn't been you know, score 10 games in a row, go dry for 20. He had a slow start to the season, I think, kind of figuring out where he fit with us and the new staff and everything else. And since game 8, 9, 10, he's been off to races. And if he's not been our most consistent player, he's been close to it. He's been a beast physically, you know, and on the scoreboard every night for us. And, you know, what he's done for young Wyatt Johnson, we've talked about that before, but he's been outstanding.
And we haven't mentioned Jason Robertson yet. We knew going into the season that he was special. He just signed the big extension, which is extremely team-friendly now as we look back on it. And he is on pace to perhaps break the single-season scoring record for the Stars. Talk about the numbers that he's been putting up.
Yeah, you know, Jason came out right from the beginning. Obviously, missed training camp holding out, and we were worried about a slow start. And he put that to rest by, you know, basically going out and lighting the league up for the first 20 games, plus with a scoring streak. And he's continued to do it. And it's real, and it's almost every night. And some of the goals he scored this year are the lift your butt out of the seat type. I don't know if you guys saw the overtime goal in Calgary.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There's probably five guys in the world that can score a goal like that. So he has that type of talent when the puck's on his stick. So, you know, we're happy to have him. He's getting better and better every time out. And I'm excited to see him in the playoffs because, you know, he is going to put his name up there in the record books in Dallas franchise history, which with some of the greats, obviously, with, you know, Modano and Hull and some of the great, you think about the great players that played here over the years, and the fact that he's going to be breaking those type of guys' records is amazing. I'm more excited about him in the playoffs and him learning to win and score and find ways that time of year when it gets really, really tough. And I think he's excited about that challenge.
You mentioned Wyatt, Coach. This is Pete DeBoer with us on the Hardline. You mentioned Wyatt and, you know, 19 years old and all that. And I heard Josh Bogorod, your play-by-play guy, talking about him earlier today and saying just how difficult it is for a rookie to put up the kind of numbers he has this year, much less a rookie that's, you know, should be a senior in high school or freshman in college. How special is it for a kid that age to be doing what he's doing?
Well, I've never had a player do it, and this is my 16th year in the NHL coaching, and I've coached some pretty bad teams over the years with some high draft picks, and they haven't done what he's done. So, you know, I think it's rare air, and the amazing part is he just keeps getting better. I mean, I think he might be playing his best hockey right now at the toughest time of year. I think he scored, you know, five goals in our last seven or eight games. And, you know, he's getting better and better as the league gets tougher, which is a great sign.
Is he still living with Pavelski, or has he bought like a mansion in Highland Park?
You know what? He's still living with Pavelski, but I'm sure there's a Highland Park mansion in his future somewhere.
So, Coach, you referenced this earlier, but with Jake Ottinger and Wedgwood's injury, that Ottinger's been playing a ton, and the goals against has been rising, which is definitely a team metric. Nobody would put it all on the goalie in any way, shape, or form. But I guess what I was looking for was kind of your thoughts on winning games now to keep your spot in the standings, to keep home ice, things of that nature, versus preserving a guy and making sure he's in good shape for the playoffs. Like, just walk the fans through your thought process on the workload for a guy like that, and whether you think it's a necessity or just the best of the available options, or however you want to cover that, Coach.
Right. Well, it's a great question. I think we're going to walk right down the middle on that, where I wish we had the luxury of being able to rest them as much as we could down the stretch, but we don't. You know, you obviously want to finish as high as possible. Home ice is important. especially if you get to a game seven, seeding is important. At the same time, we're not going to be stupid about it. And, you know, we're going to avoid playing them back-to-back, which we haven't done. I think it's a lot like starting pitching in baseball. I think you get to the latter half of the year and your big guys get a little bit fatigued. So team has to help them out. We've got to play a little better in front of them. We got to protect them a little more. And, you know, I think Wedgwood's going to be back soon, and hopefully we'll get him some rest before playoff time.
How's Seggy healing up and Mason?
You know what, Mason's probably a couple weeks away. Seggy skated today, and it will be a game-time decision tomorrow. He looked really good today. As long as he has a good night tonight and shows up tomorrow at the rink, I think there's a good chance he could play tomorrow, which is a great time for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's quick. It's good news.
Yeah, great news.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Keep getting points and moving along to this is the important stretch run. Here we go. Let's fire away. We'll talk to you next week, man.
See you guys.
All right, there he goes, the great Pete DeBoer.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.